Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is supported by Kumu. Kumu is a Pinoy-made live streaming app where you can go live, make friends, and have fun. Download the app and follow me at BroadFits on Kumu. Go to bit.ly/downloadKumu to sign up now. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 35 of the 80%. Today, I'm gonna tell you about my Kumu story and the important life lesson I realized in recent weeks. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I started giving financial advice in 2007 through my blog Ready to Be Rich. And in this podcast, I continue this advocacy by giving you lessons on personal finance, productivity, freelancing, entrepreneurship, and investments. Thank you for tuning in, and now onto the show. I signed up for Kumu in December 2018, almost 2 years ago na rin pala. I was invited by Ginger, which you might know from episode 31. Siya yung kakwentuhan natin for that episode. So Ginger messaged me on Facebook. Sabi niya, I should sign up for this new app called Kumu and I can make money from it by live streaming. Ano yung sabi niya? Pwede akong kumita ng pera? Of course, that's enough for me to check out the app. So, I downloaded and installed Kumu on my phone and tried to see what this app was all about. From 2007 up until that point in 2018, writing was the only way I produced content online, and blogging was my only medium to reach people and promote financial literacy. Although active ako noon sa social media, all content that I create would typically funnel back to my website, which was okay with me, siguro dahil I'm really more of a writer, and I know that I express myself better through writing. That's why nung nag-download ako ng Kumu, I was a bit hesitant to do live streaming. Para kasing nakakahiya, hindi ako comfortable na mag-live stream. You can say I was feeling self-conscious and I didn't think anyone would really want to watch me. Which is a bit ridiculous if you think about it, because at that time, I was also already doing seminars and corporate trainings. You can say sanay akong magsalita sa harap ng maraming tao. I have no problems when it comes to public speaking. However, during the first few times na nag-live stream ako sa Kumu, I realized that my initial hesitations had some truth in it. I mean, oo, malakas makatrigger ng hiya ang pagla-live stream. Nakaka-self-conscious. I guess because, number one, hindi mo nakikita ang audience mo at hindi mo alam kung sino yung manonood sa'yo. Unlike when I'm doing a speaking engagement, you can see your audience and there's time to warm up to them before you go in front. And number two, there's content structure kapag nagbibigay ako ng seminar. I mean, I have a PowerPoint presentation or at least bullet points written on an index card that serves as my guide to what I would say. Sa live streaming, hindi ka pwedeng nagsasalita lang na parang nagpe-present ka because when live streaming, it's important to interact with your audience. So, may extra level of difficulty ang pagla-live stream as compared to conducting a seminar. And it was apparent na hindi ako sanay magsalita in front of random people and be spontaneous about the things that I would say. Kaya, medyo na-challenge ako doon. For the most part of 2019, last year, I did my best to do regular live streams on Kumu, at least once a week. Doing this, slowly, I was able to grow followers on the app and eventually make friends. But more than this, because of Kumu, I learned how to act and speak in front of a live streaming audience. Natulungan niya ako na hindi maging self-conscious kapag nasa harap ng camera. And also, yung mag-isip ng mabilis kapag may nagtatanong sa akin ng mga random questions about personal finance, business, and investments. Yung nakakapag-isip ako ng maayos na sagot na hindi ko prepare para sa audience ko. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. The 80% is part of Podcast Network Asia, the Philippines' largest podcast network. Visit our website at podcastnetwork.asia and check out all the different podcasts that you can listen to. If you also have a podcast, then check out podmetrics.co, the only analytics platform you'll ever need for your podcast. All shows on Podcast Network Asia uses Podmetrics, which helps us aggregate data, monetize, and predict performance of our shows. Be sure to put 80% as referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics, and I'll give you a free copy of an ebook on how to make money from your podcast. That's it, and now back to our episode. In October 2019, I decided to test my live streaming skills with a much wider audience. I started to do live streaming on my Facebook page na medyo challenging kasi mabagal pa lang internet connection ko. It was that time when I learned na magkaiba pala ang download and upload speeds. Kung gusto mong mabilis ang panunod mo ng videos online, dapat mataas ang download speed mo. Pero kung magla-live stream ka, kailangan mataas ang upload speed mo para smooth ang video stream mo. Fortunately, I also discovered na mababa lang ang upload speed requirements sa YouTube live streams. So, the following month, I created a YouTube channel and started live streaming there. I continued doing this once a week, that is, live streaming on YouTube and in Kumu, until I was able to finally upgrade my internet connection. Nag-subscribe ako sa isang internet provider na mataas ang binibigay na upload speed, na sa sobrang taas ay pwede na akong mag-live stream simultaneously sa YouTube, sa Kumu, at sa wakas sa Facebook page ko. If you're a follower of my Facebook page or a subscriber of my YouTube channel, then I'd like to tell you that yung Usapang Pera live stream that we do once a week, it actually started on Kumu. A lot of my 2019 was spent on improving how I do my live streams. Pinapanood ko kasi yung mga replay videos ko and napansin ko na madalas akong nabubulol, mali ang grammar, mali ang pronunciation, paulit-ulit ang sinasabi at mahilig akong habang nagsasalita. Those are the things that I'm trying to improve on in recent months and until now, ito pa rin ang isa sa mga pinag-aaralan ko kung paano magsalita ng maayos. Siguro that's also one of the subconscious reasons why I started this podcast. I wanted a channel where I can focus on my talking skills. Kasi kung mapapansin nyo naman, lalo na sa mga earlier episodes nitong podcast, Pinoy accent ako mag-English. Not that I want to have an American accent, pero I just want to speak and sound better. Yung hindi madidistract yung listeners sa wrong grammar and funny pronunciations ko. And of course, yung maayos at malinaw kong na-express yung gusto kong message. Steve Jobs once said, "You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust the dots will somehow connect in your future." Back in 2018, I was just curious about Kumu. It was something new, and I wanted to see what it was all about. Little did I know that the skills that I would learn from live streaming in this app would eventually become useful for me today. Natutunan kong maging mas confident in front of a camera, nabawasan ako sa pagiging bulol ko, and I'd like to think na mas naging maayos din ang pagsasalita ko. Indeed, the dots have started to connect. And it was possible because I was brave enough to go out of my comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone from time to time, being curious and trying something new is one of the best things you can do in your life because they can certainly lead you to discover opportunities that you might not even see was there. New experiences have this power to change how you think and how you live. So don't be afraid to be uncomfortable because that's the only way you can expand your world.
Again, you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. Because believing that the dots will connect down the road will give you the confidence to follow your heart even when it leads you off the well-worn path, and that will make all the difference.
And that's our episode for this week. Thank you for listening. Please remember to follow or subscribe to the 80% and kindly tell and share this podcast to your friends. If you have questions that you want me to answer on the show, you can record a voice memo on your phone and send the audio file to readytoberich@gmail.com. For comments and suggestions, you can use #the80% on your social media posts, tag me @broadfits on Twitter and Instagram, or you can go to our show notes, which you can find at bit.ly/the80%. Again, this is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week. Take care and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.